Better, best. Now, I should probably explain the name of my video series this week. I remember sometimes going to a store, maybe a hardware store, and I wouldn't just find one electric drill for sale. No, there'd be three or more to pick from. And often the cheaper one would be called good. The slightly better made one, a little more expensive, that would be labeled better. And the most expensive, well, you guessed it, that would be called the best. Good, better, best was the way they would show which are the better made drills and which are the more expensive and the best made drills. Well, this week, children, I'm going to show you a better and best. Now, I'm sure you all have a favorite Bible history, whether it's David and Goliath or Daniel in the lion's den or Noah's Ark. These and many other believers in scriptures are what we might call the better, as by God's grace they shone very brightly compared to most other people who lived in their day. But every time we think about one of these better persons, we're going to see how Jesus is not only better, but best of all. And yes, these persons did some pretty amazing things. And by the grace of God, they remained godly, even though sometimes it was very hard. But as amazing and godly as they were, Jesus was and is so much more so. So today, we'll start by thinking about somebody you know who lived about 4,000 years ago, someone who was very godly, and a person whose faith helped him do some amazing things. Noah, the godly man. When you hear the name Noah, don't you often think of Noah's Ark or maybe the worldwide flood? But the Bible says something else very important about Noah before he was told to build the Ark. You could easily miss it if you quickly read through Genesis. But in chapter 6, verse 9, we read, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. That means he lived in a way that pleased the Lord. He treated other people fairly and kindly and justly. He was a thoroughly godly man, not just a little here and a little there. And best of all, he walked with God. That means Noah had a very close relationship with God. He experienced God's nearness and love. And he likely spoke to God in prayer much during the day. What's more, Noah lived in a very, very wicked time. God said in those days the whole earth was corrupt and full of violence, which meant that people were hurting each other a lot. That would have made it even harder for Noah to live godly. Yes, Noah was a very, very godly man, maybe better than any other person alive at that time. We'll call him a better man. But now, compared to Noah, Jesus wasn't just better, Jesus is best. Can you imagine knowing a person who never once sinned? Never as a child, never sinned as a young man, never sinned as a grown-up. He never once said a naughty word. He never had a sinful thought, not one. He never did anything wrong, ever, not even once. Well, that was and is Jesus, which is why he is the perfect Savior. If he takes our place in judgment, God will not have anything to say against him, which means that we can rightly go to heaven by trusting in Christ. He takes our place. Noah, the faith-filled man. We never read in the Bible that it rained before the flood. Maybe it did, and maybe it didn't, but we don't read about it. But one thing is for sure. When God said there would be a flood that would cover the whole earth, Noah believed it. And not only did Noah believe God, he also obeyed God when God said he should start building a gigantic boat called the Ark. Now, if you've ever visited the Ark Museum in Kentucky, you would have some idea just how huge Noah's Ark was. And Noah didn't have power tools like we do. Like the electric drill I was talking about. He didn't have electric planers. He didn't have electric screwdrivers. He didn't have these electric saws to saw the boards the way we do today? No. Now, you might say, how could anyone do better than Noah when it comes to obeying God, seeing the way he did it in building the ark? And I would say, yes, Noah was better in this way than maybe everyone else who lived in the world at that time, but Jesus is better. No, Jesus didn't build an ark, but children, listen, Jesus is the best ark ever. You might be wondering, Jesus is an ark? The best ark? How? Yes, because if a person went into Noah's ark, he would be saved from the flood of water. But that person would come out of the ark a sinner just like they were when they went in. But if we, as sinners, shelter in Jesus, look to him to be our safety from sin, our deliverer from the wrath to come, we won't be saved from water. We will be saved from the endless wrath of God against sin, a much, much worse flood than the flood that Noah's ark was made for. Yes, Noah had great faith, a God-given faith. But Jesus' faith was a perfect faith. He always trusted his heavenly Father, always obeyed his Father in everything because of that trust he had in him. Yes, Noah's faith was better than other people's, but Jesus' faith is best. Noah the sinner. Now we have seen that Noah was a true hero of faith, so much so that in Hebrews 11, a chapter in the New Testament that mentions the wonderfully strong faith of so many Old Testament saints, Noah is found among those mentioned in that chapter because of his faith. But after Noah left the ark, we read something sad about him. He planted a vineyard. He made wine from the grapes, which was all fine, but then he drank too much wine and was drunken. And the Bible tells us drunkenness is a sin. Now, we know Noah's sin was forgiven because when he came out of the ark, he sacrificed to God on an altar, and we read that God was pleased. Now, that doesn't mean Noah wasn't a sinner. It just means Noah was a sinner whose sins were forgiven by God. But as we said a moment ago, Jesus never sinned. And yet, in order to save sinners like we are, Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. And we know his heavenly Father was supremely pleased with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. How do we know? Jesus was raised from the dead and given great glory when he ascended into heaven where he is now. Noah was a sinner who sacrificed and was forgiven. Jesus is perfect and sacrificed himself in order that God may forgive sinners like us. Truly, Noah was a great man by the grace of God, better than probably everyone else who lived back then. But Jesus is the very, very best man who ever lived because he was God and man in one person. Jesus gave himself as the perfect sacrifice, making trust in him by faith the certain way to be delivered from the flood of God's wrath against sin. So we can say, though Noah was a good man, a great man of faith, Jesus is the best man, the best Savior, and the best friend of poor sinners who need an ark to rescue them from the wrath of God against their sins. Children, Jesus is best.